I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Firefighters in Southern California are preparing for dangerous winds that could again stoke wildfires that have killed at least 24 people over the last week and destroyed thousands of homes in the Los Angeles area. VOA's Jenya DeLow has more from LA.
With more than 50,000 people under evacuation orders, dry, fast-moving winds spreading the flames are picking up again on Monday, says Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Strong Santa Ana winds are also expected to last through Wednesday, with the strongest winds occurring on Tuesday.
The Los Angeles community overall is coming together in a time of disaster. Emergency shelters and fire stations are overflowing with food and clothes, to the point that authorities have had to issue a notice. They now are only accepting monetary donations. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Israel's foreign minister on Monday said there was progress in negotiations toward a possible release of hostages in exchange for a ceasefire in Gaza, as an official described to Reuters a midnight breakthrough in talks between the sides in Doha. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Officials on both sides stopped short of saying a final draft had been reached, but confirmed progress at the talks. A Hamas official who asked not to be named told Reuters on Monday that discussions over some core issues for a ceasefire deal in Gaza had advanced. The session included envoys of both outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Others present included representatives of Israel's Shin Bet and Mossad intelligence agencies.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. In many parts of Syria, former rebels are establishing governance after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime in December. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from the northern city of Manbij, where battles continue for control of land and resources.
You may think the Syrian civil war is over after the fall of the Bashar al-Assad government just over a month ago. But in the strategic city of Manbij in northern Syria, it has not ended.
Under the city, we are in a vast network of tunnels that were built by the American-backed Kurdish forces who were driven out of this city a little over a month ago.
About 30 kilometers from here, fighting continues between the Kurdish forces and the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army fighters, who now control Manbij. We spoke to local leaders here who say more than 20 civilians were killed in recent weeks in rocket attacks and after two car bombs exploded in the middle of town. They say the ongoing fighting has also crippled the economy by cutting the city's electricity and other essential services. In many other parts of Syria, families are celebrating the fall of the government and what they believe to be the end of the 14-year civil war.
But soldiers here in Manbij tell us that in the past weeks, more than 100 of their colleagues have been killed in battles. Reporting from Manbij, Syria, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers on Monday that two North Korean soldiers captured in Ukraine have not expressed a desire to seek asylum. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The spy agency told lawmakers they questioned the soldiers who were taken by Ukrainian forces while fighting in the Kursk region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says one of the soldiers wishes to stay in Ukraine, while the other wants to return to North Korea. Zelensky says he's willing to exchange the soldiers for Ukrainian prisoners of war held in Russia if North Korea's leader can arrange it. The agency says memos found on dead soldiers showed they'd been ordered to commit suicide before being captured, and that one soldier shouted, "General Kim Jong-un," as he tried to detonate a hand grenade before he was shot and killed. Seoul estimates about 300 North Korean troops have been killed in combat in Ukraine. I'm Jennifer King.
A U.S. federal judge said on Monday the Justice Department can release special counsel Jack Smith's investigative report on President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. The ruling is the latest in the back and forth in a court dispute over the report from the special counsel who prosecuted Trump in two cases the Justice Department abandoned in November. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.